Clinical trials are important for doctors who are trying to find and test new treatments for diseases. But researchers often struggle to get people of color to participate in clinical studies. Black Americans, in particular, have a distrust that's rooted in past abuses, like the Tuskegee Experiment, a 40-year government study that began in the 1930s in which hundreds of black men with syphilis were told they were receiving free health care, but in fact were never treated with penicillin. Marlene Harris-Taylor reports on a Cleveland physician who is breaking down barriers between one black community and researchers.
Cleveland resident Tom Kamen is getting his blood drawn at Cleveland Clinic.
Let's take a look at your veins, your beautiful veins, right?
But his specimen won't go to a typical medical lab for analysis. Instead, it will be frozen and placed in a special temperature-controlled freezer in the African-American Biobank in the clinic's Lerner Institute to be used for future research studies. During his office visit, the nurse reads a consent form to Kamen about how his specimen will be used.
You understand there's no benefit to you. There's no compensation. You understand all of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kamen says he's aware of some of the frightening stories of past research abuses, like the Tuskegee syphilis experiment. The Centers for Disease Control calls it an unethical 40-year study where some black men were lied to and never given penicillin, so researchers could study the progress of untreated syphilis.
Well, we don't forget that easy. You know, it probably won't ever go away.
Kamen says he's okay with the clinic keeping his blood specimens forever because of his relationship with urologist Dr. Charles Modlin. Dr. Modlin came up with the idea to develop the African American Biobank a few years after he started a minority men's health fair. The event provides free clinical services once a year. It attracts hundreds of African American men.
Do you have a history of high blood pressure?
Not that I know of. That's why I'm here to get checked out.
Dr. Modlin says he was reluctant at first to approach the men about saving their blood for use in research studies because of the history. He says he didn't want to be seen as one of the researchers who only reaches out to the black community when they want something.
I and other individuals have developed a presence in the community, and that's been intentional. And so we spend a lot of time in churches and other organizations.
After he built trust with participants who came back year after year, he started asking some to agree to be part of the biobank. He believes this is the only biobank in the U.S. dedicated to specifically obtaining African-American samples.
We want to make those samples available to any investigator, essentially worldwide, who wants to dedicate a portion of their research to eliminating healthcare disparities, to investigating the pathogenesis of a lot of these diseases that we see that are more common, especially afflicting African-American males.
For example, African-American men have a 60% greater incidence of developing prostate cancer and are twice as likely to die from stroke, he says. Several Cleveland Clinic researchers have used the biobank specimens, including one study that's trying to discover the gene associated with heart disease and heart attacks in African-American men. Case Western Reserve University Professor of Bioethics, Suzanne Rivera, is very involved in overseeing research practices locally and on the national level. She says the lack of diversity in participants is a big problem. For many years, scientists felt it was safer and more ethical to use the white man as the gold standard.
That white male body was treated almost like the prototypical human, and whatever information was derived from studies based on that population were assumed to be broadly applicable to everyone. More recently, the National Institutes for Health, NIH, and university researchers and ethicists have been emphasizing that inclusion of all populations is important.
Rivera says researchers need to do more to attract diverse participants, such as having flexible hours so people can plan around their workday, and having more meetings off campus in places like churches. Dr. Modlin's patient, Tom Kamen, says he lived in the neighborhood around Cleveland Clinic for 66 years, but was never asked to participate in a research study, not until he attended the Minority Men's Health Fair.
It's just now being, you know, that we feel comfortable about coming here, that we know we can get here and get in here and get the same treatment.
For Here and Now, I'm Marlene Harris-Taylor in Cleveland, Ohio.